The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Ryan at RTE.ie, and our text number is 51551. Now, I want to read you out this email that we received. Hi Maggie, I'm just sitting here in sadness. I'm writing this because I'm too proud to tell anyone about it. 10 years ago, I met the man of my dreams. Every day, he told me how great I was and how much he loved me. We went on to have two beautiful children. 2 years ago, I felt there was something wrong. I had a feeling he was having an affair as he started to be out a lot more. I set a trap and he fell into it. My suspicions were right. He was cheating on me. He begged for forgiveness and I gave in. This is now, I believe, the worst decision I ever made. I gave birth to a new baby earlier this year, our third child. I thought everything was great, we were happy, and I believed we were back in love. Well, the worst has happened. I have discovered he's been unfaithful again, but this time it's worse. I think he's sleeping with escorts. I discovered this through messages on his phone. I'm devastated. All I wanted was to fall in love and have a happy family. That's not much to ask for, is it? I have not told him I know. I can't bear to be around him. He knows there's something wrong. I'm afraid to leave him as we have three small children, a mortgage, and won't be able to afford it on my own. How sad is it, staying with someone just to keep a roof over my children's head? I can't tell anyone, as they all think he is amazing. What can I do? Should I confront him now or wait until I'm a bit stronger, as I feel I am very vulnerable at the moment with a new baby? I'm just heartbroken and confused. Please keep my name and details confidential for obvious reasons. It's an incredibly, incredibly sad story. But thank you for sharing with us. And I cannot imagine how you're feeling. And particularly as you have a new baby and you're obviously a busy mum with three kids in your home and having to deal with this as well. It's very, very tough. And it's very tough to know actually what advice to give. I'm certainly not in a position to give you advice, I'm afraid. But maybe if you share your story with people around you, they might be able to kind of help you through it and support you, because, you know, we all need a good network around us when we're going through this kind of thing. So maybe they might help you as well. But what an absolutely devastating story, and obviously gave him a chance and it's happened again. We'll take a quick break. Now, earlier on, I read you out the email from a lady who sent us in her story of the affair that her husband was having, and he's now turned to using escorts. She believes that this is the truth and that they have three children, and she's in a very difficult position. She doesn't know what to do. Lots of you getting in touch with some advice. Anne says, I think that lady with the young children should talk to her GP. She has a young baby and medical support is a safe and confidential place. That's interesting, yeah. Also, this person, hi Maggie, I forgave my husband his affairs. We had three young children at the time. 7 years later, I discovered he was having another affair. I wasted 15 years of my life with a cheat. We eventually split. It was tough and scary, but I regret not splitting earlier. I'm now a much stronger person, so I'd advise that woman to start working up to being able to look for support and advice on how to cope financially and to get rid of him. He will have to give her financial support. And this person says, you can be far more lonely in a bad relationship than physically being on your own, and staying with him will only diminish self-confidence and self-respect. A leopard never changes his spots, and she will never be able to trust him again. Miriam's on the phone. Miriam, thanks so much for getting in touch with us this morning. What are your thoughts on this lady's problems that she's got?
Well, I come in from a different angle, Maggie. Mm. And I would take on board exactly what the other lady said about leaving your man. But sometimes I think that sex is taken too seriously in a marriage.
Okay, but this is sex outside of the marriage that he's having.
Yeah, but what I mean is that I don't think that women always understand the male psyche enough. Now, I may be a bit too soft on men, but this has just persisted with me all my life, and I've had so many different experiences vis-a-vis men. And I have never really changed my opinion that sex is just an intrinsic necessity to men, and that they have a very different view to women on it.
So you mean that it's a physical urge that a man has, and therefore then it's okay for him to go off outside the home, or
Well, this seems to me to be a case where the man had an affair. Funnily enough, now the woman has just had a baby, which can put stress on a marriage and on the sexual side of a marriage. And he has changed. I feel it's important that he has changed. You must know this. There's an echo now, Maggie, on the line. I hope you don't mind saying
it. Oh, I'm sorry, Miriam. Just keep on talking. It's okay. We can hear you fine. So
that's fine. Okay.
Carry on talking. Yeah, no, it's grand.
Okay. But, you know, yes, he did have an affair. It happened to me. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. But she has to weigh up the value of her relationship with this man. He was found out. They did talk about it. He has changed. He has, this time it's escorts. That is not the same as a relationship with a woman. It makes it more separate.
Well, I mean, I don't think that she feels that. I mean, she feels it's even worse in a way, I think. But she's also saying that, look, it's happened and it's happening again. Tell me, did you forgive Miriam when it happened to you?
With great difficulty, I did.
And are you still in that relationship, can I ask?
I went on to the relationship did eventually break up for a different reason, but I went on being friends with that person.
Okay, all right. And
he died subsequently.
I see. I'm sorry. Right. Okay.
But younger than he should have. Yeah.
But was it hurtful to you at the time?
It was extremely hurtful, and I gave him hell. You know what I mean? He didn't change his ways.
Okay. Well, listen, Miriam. You make an interesting point, I suppose, not one that we some people have thought of here, but this other person does say that woman's husband sounds like his sexual behaviour is really out of control. That's addiction. She can get support from the Rise Foundation, says that person on text. Listen, thanks so much, all of you, for getting in touch this morning in response to this email that we've had. Like we said, very, very difficult situation that she's in at the moment. We'll take a quick break.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Switching broadband needn't be a hassle with Sky's dedicated Switch Squad.
Just a final word on that story we were talking about, that woman who wrote in about her husband's affairs. Somebody's emailed in to say, I don't want to give my name, but have great sympathy for that lady. I suggest she listens to a series of podcasts by Estelle Perez on affairs. It may help her understand what might be going on with her husband. It sounds to me he might have a sexual addiction, which doesn't mean he doesn't love her. Interesting points from you all. And then this one finally. Hi, Maggie. There's no excuse for any man to cheat on anyone. We demand better from men. Thanks all for listening this morning. I'll be back again tomorrow morning from 9. Miriam is up next.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.